Welcome to the July and August issue of the AES Journal. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This is a special issue devoted to research on intelligent audio processing, semantics, and interaction, and we publish 8 papers here dealing with diverse aspects of this important topic. You'll find the remaining papers that we accepted from the many submitted in the September issue. We didn't have space for all of them in one edition. As the guest editors say in their introduction, semantic audio has a key role in facilitating the intelligently linked network of information that is the semantic web. Sound is more than half the picture, so the saying goes. This relatively new trend incorporates intelligent audio processing and augmented interaction, serving various contemporary needs of audio engineering. The first paper, by Alex Wilson and Bruno Fazienda, focuses on intelligent audio production and interaction. Sound mixes are analyzed with a view to automatically generating versions that could have been created by a human mix engineer. A fascinating paper by David Rochesso, David Andre Amaro, and Carla Drioli then investigates how the vocal mimicking capabilities of humans may be exploited to access and explore a given sonic space. Next, Miles Thurgood, Jian Yufan, and Felipe Pasquier look into perceptual audio signal attributes, focusing on the classification of soundscapes using listeners' perception of background and foreground sounds. The following 2 papers deal with rhythmic audio features and tempo analysis. In particular, a paper by Bruno DiGiorgi and his coworkers focuses on beat tracking, proposing a novel strategy that relies on efficient generation and joint steering of multiple trackers. Then, 3 methods for drum rhythm pattern variation in electronic dance music production and live performance are presented in an article by Richard Vogel and his colleagues, where algorithms are evaluated through a user interface prototype. Improving multilingual interaction for consumer robots is the theme taken up by Emmanuel Sardoulias and his colleagues, in which an assessment methodology for optimizing audio signal enhancement with respect to automatic speech recognition performance is evaluated. Konstantinos Drosos and his co-researchers then go on to tell us about the semantic similarity of sound events and the emotions they elicit, emphasizing the importance of cognitive systems capable of recognizing higher-level human constructs. Finally, audio and music information retrieval is addressed in an article by Yiqi Zhang and Zhaiyu Duan, who implemented a novel query-by-example system for general audio searching, relying on vocal imitation inputs. In the second part of the journal, you'll find features and news, including a detailed report on the 140th AES convention held earlier this year in Paris, together with a full listing of all the exhibitors and papers presented. Looking forward to the early fall of 2016, we offer a detailed preview of the 141st convention that's taking place at the Los Angeles Convention Center from the 29th of September to the 2nd of October. Alongside the convention is running a specialized conference dealing with the hot topic of audio for virtual and augmented reality. Chaired by Andreas Mayo and Linda Gedemer, the 2-day event will throw a unique focus on the creative and technical challenges of providing immersive audio to accompany media within virtual and augmented reality. It's demonstrably the fastest growing community within the entertainment audio markets. Also on the theme of immersive audio, Francis Rumsey's feature article this month reports on work presented at the Paris Convention. As immersive audio systems and production techniques gain greater prominence in the market, the need for cost-effective solutions become apparent. Existing systems need to be adapted to enable object-based production techniques, and ideal reproduction solutions need to be rationalized for practical purposes. Headphones appear to offer one possible way of rendering immersive content without excessive hardware requirements. You'll also find a short review of Mark Holden's recent book, Acoustics of Multiple-Use Performing Arts Centers, along with our regular news of AES section events around the world, and the latest edition of the Society's bylaws. A bumper summer edition of the AES Journal awaits your attention, which you can download today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.